stop popping and fighting.
Yeah,
I mean, if you felt disrespected, you know, you gotta understand.
Take it outside. Yeah, take it outside. That's
what it is. You ain't gotta go outside, though.
That damn
see, there it is. You don't have to go outside.
No, let's take it outside.
Nah. We ain't taking it outside, dog.
And then apologize?
You ain't gotta apologize, but you ain't gotta take it outside.
And then when all you at a club, and other people.
I don't know if you can
get a translation.
If you walk outside, you better duff first. Duff. Duff them. Well, otherwise, don't. Man, I'm not in the mood for outside right now, but check this out. Maybe over the weekend. Maybe meet in the open field.
Especially after coming off of a heated argument.
Nah, man. We can sit down and chop it up, but, you know, that's not what you're about.
Right.
Don't
take it outside.
But it's too much pressure, because remember, Puff, reportedly, he felt like he hadn't seen Drake in such a long time. It was the only time they crossed paths. So.
Listen, Puff, I understand you upset.
Respect, OG.
I respect that, OG. I'm not going outside.
And Drake has been called things before.
It doesn't, you know, I mean, look, I think, I wouldn't care what people say. If I'm not ready to be outside.
Yo, outside,
all right, Tracy, how can people reach you
talk
about
this? People, reach me. Let's talk on Twitter. Let's talk on Instagram.
Okay.
@ItsTracyG.
You're just going to go then, huh?
All right. Let's take it outside.
Get crazy in the gas station.
Hashtag.
Take it outside.
Your call about today. Show up next. 888-742-3345.
All being on some chill shit. We go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick.
All right, I'm going to this gas station. And I assume you can hear me, but I don't know. I'll be right. Oil maintenance required soon. Okay? Noted. That shit is dope.
Yeah, what up? This is James from upstate New York, man. And Matt is killing it. He's on the fresh, got like a Drake mix with Eminem type delivery. I'm loving it. I never call into radio shows, and I had to do it, bro. So, good luck. Peace.
We appreciate all you guys, all the citizens tuned in. And
oh, come on, man.
Keep going with
don't do me like this. Turn left. Come on. The light is green. Right now. Oh, okay. All right.
I talked to the people in the front office at the meeting. They said the donations are starting to come, but we need more people to participate. The hunger phone is this.
Three bad bitches. Don't come get tired. Still, you know the dope won't stop.
All right, we're on the road. It's supposed to be fucked up out here today. I don't know about the drive or whatever specifically right now, but they say a storm is coming. There's already a sign up here that just says caution flooding. I mean, it's not flooded now, but they just put the sign up anyway. Whack funky.
People say you look like a hell on crack,
Well, now we're kind of a little bit back to normal today. You know, there's still some game of the year stuff that has to get done. But hopefully, you know, hopefully this means, you know, like the bulk of the big stuff out of the way, you know, we'll be able to get on to kind of you know, get some quick looks done. There's that Destiny thing, there's the crew. Some video that needs to get shot. And here's where the traffic is bad. So
I'm moving at a radio speed, and I'm ready to. killer. That was actually a beat that a beat that he did, and I was sitting in my car and I was on my cell phone and he just accidentally hit that, and I was like, yo, what was that, rewind it? He was like, that one right there? I was like, yo, send me that. He's like, all right, huh? I'll send it to you.
Shape 45.
This fucking song. Trailer full of crushed up cars. I don't know. I just like looking at crushed up cars. Is that weird? Shit is flat as fuck. Those cars are not cars no more. You spend a lot of time trying to uncrush them. It would not happen. This pick and pull truck has these crushed up cars.
With you.
All right. going to the backup plans. Making a mess in here.
This one's for my brother, Tyree, R.I.P. How far would you take it? How far would you go? How far would it be before you?
Maybe we should have some light situation. Hey, buddy. Maybe we should have some.
Nope. Oh, cool. It's Fieldy's album. Fieldy's Dreams. The Rock and Roll Gangster. Good stuff. Glad this is on here, you know, you never know when you're gonna need to.
Burn down to the ground, everything I own.
Yeah, this is good. It's good rapping.
And everything you want is so petty. Materialistic shit makes me sick. Enjoy your cars, your house, your money. It's just for now. Does it sound funny? Your wife, your kids, your family, your life. It's just for now. It's just not right. Open your eyes and you'll see the light.
Deep too. Deep. He's got a lot to say.
There's more to life than just living. Find it in yourself and start giving. It'll come.
It's not just in a shitty band. He can put out a shitty rap album too.
I'm not even mad. Losing everyone I love.
This is dope. This is lyrically dope. This is very dope.
It's only gonna last.
I just have the other guy from Korn on it too. And on the hook. You'll fool for this one. Jonathan Hayes, whatever the heck, whatever the fuck.
But you ain't got me. This pain and this fortune is pure fucking hell. Take it away. Nothing will change. I would still feel the same. This is too much pain. Am I being tortured? Time will only tell. Am I insane or am I in hell? Gotta have faith, not some of this fortune. Live your own life, no reason to rebel. All of this hatred, this has to be
calling in a favor from your own lead singer.
Living my life, more money, more problems. That ain't no lie. You can take it all away.
Yeah, appreciate your life. Really good vocals, really just really effective, like cadence, and like you can feel the emotion in his words. You don't even need to hear the words. You can get the gist of the song just by the emotion delivered in his delivery.
You can't break me, take from me, but you ain't got me. You will not take my mind. You will not take what's mine. You think you can hang me by stealing from me, oh why? You think I owe it to you. This is everything I do. You can't break me, take from me, but you ain't got me.
Well, I feel better.
Doors closed.
Sort of stuff you're not going to hear on the radio, man. They're not going to play it on the radio. It's too fucking real. Is that real underground-ish?
All right, hey, that is appropriate music for my next guest on the program tonight. He was the inspiration for the character Fonzie on the program Happy Days. And he has a new book out. This should be him now. Let's welcome to the program, Roland Gorchnik. FMU, you're on the air.
Who got the Gorch?
Hey, well, thanks for coming on the program.
You got it.
I appreciate.
Go back to your dorm, your roommate.
Hey, baby. My name is Keith.
Hi, Keith.
I always see you coming home from school, work, or college, wherever you're coming from.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big secret admirer.
Pac-Man.
This game is extremely popular, probably due to the fact that it is less complex than many of the other games. The object of the game is to eat all the dots on the map. There are four flashing dots near the four corners of the playing field. When you eat one of these flashing power dots, the creatures turn from their natural colors to a faint blue color. When the creatures are their original colors, they eat you on contact. When the creatures are turned blue, they cannot harm you, and they will try to run away from you because that's when you can eat them. So when the creatures are in their original state, you must avoid them, but when they are blue, you can go after them and try to eat them. But the blue color lasts only for a few seconds, and then the creatures turn back to their original colors and are on the offensive again, so you must eat them quickly. This is how you get points. Eating all four creatures at the same time gives you the maximum points. Also, a fruit will appear for a few seconds at the bottom of the middle square. You get extra points for eating this fruit if you can get to it. Since it is only there for a short time, try to get to it to get those bonus points. Try to get it when the creatures are not near you. Pac-Man has different screens. It is best on the first and second screens for you to just ad lib and try to get the most dots you can before using the flashing
it's
power
regular
dots.
Billy Mitchell here.
When you use a flashing
just
power
ad lib, I don't know, fuck it.
Always try to have the four creatures right behind you so that you'll have enough time to eat them all before they turn back to their original state. And this way you'll be able to get the maximum points available on that screen. It is important to know that the moment the last dot is eaten, the screen will change. So, if the last dot left is a flashing power dot, the screen will change before you have a chance to go for the creatures. In this way, your last flashing dot will not allow you to get the points you are entitled to. So, be sure that after you eat three of those four flashing power dots, that before you eat the last one, that one or two little dots remain on the maze. So that after eating your last flashing power dot, the screen won't change. You'll be able to get those four creatures for the fourth time, thus getting the maximum amount of points possible, and then just have one or two dots to go get and then have the screen change. On the maze, there are escape openings which help you get out of the tight spots or enable you to get across the maze safely around the outside of the maze without the creatures chasing you. Pac-Man has many different modifications which makes each game different. If a machine is not modified, you start a pattern at the apple or fifth screen. If the machine is set to the first modification, you start a pattern at the first orange or third screen. If the machine is on the new modification, you cannot do any pattern to beat it. Just use the important strategies I've discussed. Now, here's the pattern that I'm very successful with. Start by going to the right, to the wall.
Then to the down, window.
And around the bottom,
to the wall.
Going right to left. Go to the second
opening.
Sweat drips
off Pac-Man's balls.
And go up.
And go up.
Then a right. And a quick up.
A quick up.
And then
and
left.
Skeet, 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 skeet.
go up a second opening in which you are eating dots, cut right toward the inside, and go up and left and up again eating dots. Make a right. Go to the right until the first down. Go down and stay on the right side of the screen.
Motherfucker.
Make a left to eat the fruit. Head left, then down. If you went straight down, you would miss a dot. So when you are heading down, make a quick right left, then continue down and around the outside bottom. Go up at the second opening.
Outside bottom.
Go right. Then up to the right side passage. Come out and go up to the first opening. Go left, up, right, up,
yes,
right, down,
sure,
right,
right,
up,
okay,
right, down, right,
right,
down, left,
left,
head for the fruit,
fruit,
then finish off the dots.
Got it. Make romance. That's what we're calling it now. I was thinking maybe it's time we actually get like a grip of.
So, you're interested in beating those
here.
Video games. You want your quarters to go farther. Well, sit back and listen carefully. The secrets, techniques, and skills to master the play and to extend your playing time on all the latest and most popular video games are contained in this album. The author, Curtis Horde, is an Atari Champion finalist.
Ooh.
On this record, Curtis reveals the strategies and tips which helped to make him one of the most skilled players in America. So listen well and learn from him how you too can become a skilled player, have hours of fun, and conquer the video craze. Good luck. Centipede. The object of this game is to kill the centipede before he reaches the bottom of the screen. While the centipede is making its way down, zigzagging back and forth across the screen, other creatures will be coming out trying to get you.
Okay.
A spider will be trying to get you, and fleas will be dropping at you from the top of the screen.
Fuck those fleas.
You will have to keep killing these creatures throughout the game. So, the idea of the play is to kill the centipede and anything else that comes out at you.
Kill
them. A spider comes out which is worth 300, 600, or 900 points, depending on how close it is to you when it's shot. You are a gun. Which looks like
I am a gun!
And your movement's limited to only 5 spaces up and down across the bottom of the screen. Since your domain is so limited, it is essential that you keep these spaces clear all the time to allow you enough mobility to avoid the spider which keeps trying to kill you, because these same spaces are his main area too. Mushrooms will be laid down on the screen every time you shoot a part of the centipede. Whenever the centipede hits a mushroom, he will go down one level and his direction is reversed. So his journey to the bottom will be hastened and his usual wide zigzag trail is shortened. So if there are many mushrooms on the screen for the centipede to bump into, then he will reach the bottom faster than if he encountered no mushrooms along the way. Remember to first clear them away out of your domain by just shooting them off the screen so that your domain is kept clear and your movement does not obstruct
it. You can't do that.
Now, here's my favorite way to play centipede.
Okay, let's hear it.
The centipede moves at medium speed. You clear the bottom section of mushrooms and be sure to watch out for the spider.
Yep.
The trick is to set up a tube from the top of the screen straight down toward you. The way to build your tube is to look at the high score. The centipede line always comes out from just under the fourth digit, reading right to left, or the third digit, reading left to right. So start the game and begin by shooting right along that line under that magic digit. And as you
magic
shoot centipede
digits.
After centipede, as they come out at you, your tube builds up, piece by piece, coming out from that digit. It is important that you be shooting at the magic digit right when the centipede comes out, because those top pieces of tube are so hard to get and are so important. Each time you shoot the centipede, a head splits away from the centipede. Build the tube until there are more heads than a centipede line, then kill everything as quickly as possible until
he's
the
right
centipede
about building
line
the tube,
starts
but
all over.
Keeping your domain
when you get to 10
clear.
Centipede heads, split off on
like
the side.
Like you can't.
You
they say it's diseases. Like, keep everything out of there.
Starts over,
like,
and you're back to one centipede.
Please
line.
Drop mushrooms.
Now, when it starts over, the centipede comes straight down the tube, which makes it very easy to kill.
And when you empty out your area, it just causes
to time,
flea. It like it forces
a
fleas
with 1,000 points comes out and changes the color of the mushrooms. If the centipede hits one of these poisoned mushrooms,
also
it will
the,
cause
the
him
scorpion
to shoot straight
tube,
down to the
just
bottom,
gets crazy.
Not zigzagging. Whenever a centipede reaches the bottom, it will go up the five spaces and then back down five spaces. You must kill the centipede before it finishes this up and down pattern, or a centipede head will come out at you from the side. Kill these heads from the side as fast as you can, because if you miss one, others will come out faster and faster.
It's fucked up.
These heads always come out from the fifth space. Once you've killed all the heads coming out from the side, your play will resume again from the top. Shooting up the tube is an easy way of shooting the scorpion. So when your screen begins to get cluttered with lots of mushrooms, it's good to have a clear shot at the scorpion. Also, a valuable trick is to set yourself up under a mushroom, and when the centipede approaches the mushroom, just blast away and you'll get them both at once. Using this tube
strategy,
it is
you get
easy
one
to extend
point,
your playing
one
this
point
game
for killing
to
a
an
mushroom.
Hour or more on
it doesn't
only
matter.
One quarter. Defender. Defender is a game on which you have a split screen. At the top is a scanner, and at the bottom is a big screen. The scanner shows your whole play field, while the bottom shows only one quarter of the play field. To play, you watch your scanner and protect your humans. The object of the game is to protect all 10 humans who are on the ground. The idea is to keep the green alien landing craft from taking your humans from the ground and changing them into mutants. When a human is taken to the top of the screen by a lander, he is changed into a mutant. A mutant is very dangerous to you because he flies faster than you do and shoots at you.
And shoots at you.
It is important
my
to
favorite
know
part of this whole thing.
That saving
and
humans in
you.
Midair gives extra points, and also that humans who survive and are left at the end of each wave are worth bonus points. The control panel consists of different buttons and a joystick. You may move either up and down or left and right. The thrust button accelerates you. There is a fire button with which to shoot the landers. The hyperspace button makes you vanish and repositions you somewhere else on the screen. But the hyperspace button is risky. Only use it when you are surrounded and your destruction is imminent. Then it will save you. Otherwise, the hyperspace button will cause you to self-destruct. The button called Smart Bombs is very important and vital to your survival. The use of a Smart Bomb is to blow up anything that is around you when you are about to be killed. Smart Bombs kill only what's on the big screen. They do not blow up everything that's on
the
scanner.
I was waiting to the idea of smart bombs when this game
smart
came
bombs
out.
To blow up pods when they are
yeah,
together.
Fucking bombs that know how to fucking blow shit up. Time.
In Defenders, it is important to be firing very rapidly. However, the trick to mastering this game is to know where to fly your ship. You should always fly at the horizon level unless you are about to be shot and need to avoid being killed. From this position, you fly up or down, saving humans from the landers. When a lander comes down from the top of the screen, he will always fly at a level just above the horizon of the mountains at the bottom of the screen. And it is from that level they will go down and pick up your humans. So, it is important for you to always fly at the horizon level, never above or below.
Never!
So that you are able to save your humans from the landers. Keeping this information in mind, you are ready to begin playing. The stages
trying to even
of
put
the
a quarter in the machine
waves.
Until
there are five waves. Each one is harder than the previous one and adds various things. Wave 1 is a very slow wave where you can shoot the landers quickly as they move slowly. They will slowly pick up your men and carry them to the top. Get lots of practice at this level, taking back your man and putting him back on the ground. Do 3 or 4 and then wipe them all out by shooting as fast as you can. When you get good at this, you will be able to kill the landers more slowly and rescue your men. You will get more points this way. However, if you do not kill the landers fast enough, baiters will come out.
Baiters.
Baiters move evasively and shoot rapidly. So they are not only likely to kill you instantly, but are also most difficult for you to kill. So kill the landers quickly at first in order to avoid the baiters coming out. And as you become more skilled, you'll be able to time your shots so as to kill the landers slowly enough to rescue your man and get the most points, but not so slow as to give enough time for a baiter to come out. In Wave 2, the game adds a pod, which is worth 1,000 points, and a few bombers. Shooting landers as fast as possible keeps you going. When you shoot the pod, it will break up into swarmers who shoot at you. The swarmers are worth 150 points, and there is a trick to getting them. When they come shooting out at you, right after they pass, try to get right behind them. This will prevent them from shooting at you, while you'll be able to clearly wipe them out from behind. Remember, swarmers will come out only if you shoot the pod. Swarmers will not come out of the pod if you destroy the pod using a smart bomb. Wave 3 is the same as Wave 2, only faster and with more landers and more pods. Here's where the pod trick comes in.
Pod trick.
Wait for the 3 or 4 pod,
Bear
one
monster.
More pod, which is the limit. There is never more than 4 pods per wave. The best way to kill mutants is to fly at the very top of the screen and shoot forward at them. They will usually walk right into your shots. If you should lose all your humans, the planet will disappear and you will find all your men flying around in space. I call this part space flight.
Space flight!
Because there's no ground or horizon at this level. Every lander becomes a mutant and therefore becomes more difficult to clear them all off the screen. It is almost impossible to get back to the planet stage once you're in the space stage, so it should be avoided
That's
if at all possible.
That's just not true!
If you don't lose all your humans and make it to Wave 5, you get a new set of humans, and play continues.
If you make it to Wave 5 with no humans, you also get a full set of humans and a new planet.
Stargate.
Like,
this game is the
poorly
same
worded
Defender, but it has four different
right, Stargate.
Things.
Here we go.
First, there's the Stargate, which transports you across the planet to the other side. To operate this mechanism, when a lander gets one of your men, you fly into the Stargate, and it puts your man safe in there with you. Another use of the Stargate is to warp. As you save your men from the landers, instead of returning them to the ground, keep them on your ship, and when you fly into the Stargate, carrying 2, 4, or more men, be sure here and check your game settings. You warp waves, and each man becomes worth bonus points.
Bonus points.
This is a good way to build up ships and points. Next, there's the Inviso button, which is next to the Smart Bomb button. Inviso makes you invisible and enables you to kill anything you run over while you're invisible. While you're invisible, you cannot be killed, so you'll find that this device is invaluable in getting you out of tight spots. but Inviso doesn't last long, so it should be used at the instance of collision with an alien. And next, there are three different types of creatures to shoot at. Each type has a different way of trying to kill you. First, there are Yelbillion dogfighters. They just shoot at you and kill you like normal fighters. Next, there are space guppies, which shoot out little smart bombs at you that follow you wherever you go. Fire bombers shoot out little fire bombs at you, which are very evasive in their movements, rendering them difficult for you to kill. Because they are so evasive, the best way to kill them is with Inviso. Just become invisible and run over them. Go after them in this way rather than trying to shoot them. You'll be more successful. Warping is the easiest way to play Stargate. Since most games do not warp after Wave 10, simply warp to Wave 10. Gather two men aboard your ship and fly into the Stargate. You will then be at Wave 4. Although Wave 4 is harder, try again to gather two men on board and fly into the Stargate, and you'll warp another three waves ahead. Do this until you get to Wave 10. Now, Wave 10 is a special wave called the Fire Bomber Showdown. There are two showdowns and different specialty waves at this level. The Yelbillion Dogfighter Showdown at waves 5, 15, and 25. And the Fire Bomber Showdown at waves 10, 20, and 30. The best way to get through the dogfighter sequence is to just keep shooting away at all the creatures on the screen.
That's good advice.
Just blast away.
Yep.
In the Fire Bomber Showdown, your most effective weapon is the smart bomb. Try to destroy the many fire bombers with a few smart bombs. The special feature of the showdown is a pod intersection. There are 8 pods that will come together, and you must blow up their intersection. The machine will prepare you by showing you on the scanner how many minutes or seconds till the pods intersect. After you blow that up, the only way to kill the evasive fire bombers is by using Inviso and running into them. After Wave 10, you simply play the same as you do in Defender. However, mutants are faster in this, so don't even move. Let them come at you, and then utilize Inviso to destroy them. This is the most effective way to kill these mutants. Now, when you've shot all the landers,
you act like
a
you
nice
have
feature of this
fucking
game is that
Inviso.
It will tell you. You will not have to keep looking for them.
I just hit the Inviso button. It only lasts a couple fucking seconds.
Dig Dug is a brand new game with the possibility of patterns, but never the same screen. The object of the game is to kill the two types of creatures following you.
It's possible
the Phygar
might be patterns.
And the Puka, without them killing you. The Phygar, or green guy, breathes fire on a horizontal plane only. So when you're near the Phygar and moving horizontally, you need to move vertically up or down to avoid getting killed. The Puka just flies around at you. Both creatures can walk across.
I think it's underselling the Puka's ability.
In this game, you make tunnels. However, when you are digging a tunnel, the creatures move twice as fast as you do. When you are out in the open, though, you are faster and can outrun them. There are two ways to kill the creatures. You can pump them up with a pump button,
yeah,
or you can catch them under a rock. To kill using the pump button, you must push it several times and the creature will burst. One push of the pump button will not kill, it will only delay him. You get a lot more points for getting the Phygar or Puka by catching them under a rock than by simply shooting them with a pump button. However, as a beginner, it's best to just kill everyone as fast as you can by using the pump button. When you've gotten very good at using the pump button, you can shoot to delay, not to kill. The idea is for you to dig down and tunnel back up underneath a rock, getting some of these creatures to follow you. Since they'll move faster in the tunnel than you will, you'll need to slow them down by shooting them with the pump. Remember, shooting to delay, not to kill. Now you tunnel up from underneath a rock and face the rock. Hold it there. Then, as the creatures get close, you move to the right or to the left and the rock drops, thus catching the creatures. After two rocks drop, a vegetable appears in the center of the screen for more points. Whenever the vegetable appears, go over it to get the points and then continue play as usual.
Okay.
It is important to know that the only way for you to get by or go underneath one of these creatures is when he's been pumped up. Donkey Kong. In the game Donkey Kong, there are different levels and four different screens. At the first level, two screens are used. At the second level, three screens are used. Four screens are used at the next level. If you get past this level, each successive level adds one more screen.
Not true.
However,
not
the
true.
Original four types of screens in which they appear changed randomly.
I guess they'll be like 1, 2, 1, 3, 1. I guess they will
eventually. To save the damsel in distress from the terrible Kong. I will now proceed with my descriptions of each of the four different screens and the important techniques involved.
I always thought it was once you got all four screens.
This game uses a joystick to move you up and down, right or left, and a jump button with which you can jump over obstacles that appear. The jump button by itself simply lifts you up and lands you in the same space. To jump and move to the right or left, you will need to move the joystick in the desired direction while pushing the jump button at the same time.
How novel.
The first screen is the barrel jumping screen. Kong rolls the barrels at you, and the object of this screen is to avoid the barrels while you try to reach the girl. Timing is the all-important key to making it up a ladder without a barrel falling on you. When you reach the top of a ladder, you are safe. And as long as you keep a hand on the top of the ladder, no barrels can harm you. This is important to remember. So you begin on the left and run over to the right and go up the first ladder. You'll be on the second level. Go to the left and go to the first ladder. Climb up and jump a barrel. When you go to the next ladder, climb to the top and wait.
Wait.
Wait for the barrel to pass by you. Just as it passes, run over to the next ladder and wait again. Just as the next barrel passes, climb quickly to the top of the ladder and wait again. If you time your climbing of the ladder in this way, you will be able to make it to the top before another barrel comes out and falls on you. So you attempt to climb between barrels. Now, when you get to the level just below Kong, there will be a small hammer at the top on the far left. You will want to go up the ladder on the far left so that you will be able to climb up and get the hammer. The hammer is very valuable because you can smash barrels with it. Smashing barrels gives you anywhere from 3 to 6 times as many points as simply jumping over the barrels.
It's ridiculous.
However, whenever you have the hammer, you can no longer jump or climb. You can only smash the barrels. Now, when you get to the top of the ladder under the hammer will be above you, and you will have to jump to get it. The hammer is timed, so use it quickly and efficiently, and on this screen or any other of the screens, whenever an extra point piece appears, such as a purse or an umbrella, be sure to get those points.
Oh, yeah. Get those points.
Once you have the hammer, try to make your way across the screen to the ladder under the lady. When the hammer runs out, climb up to the top. Wait there safely as the barrels pass, and then run to the left of the next ladder, and you'll be under the lady. Wait for the barrels to pass, and you'll be able to climb up the ladder and get to the girl. Kong will then carry her off, and the next screen will appear. The object of screen 2 is to get the building to cave in. There are 8 yellow pieces that hold the building
together. You're basically a
fucking terrorist. There are 4 levels with 2 yellow pieces on each. You must destroy these pieces in order to win. When you walk over the pieces, they disappear. When you walk over them again, you must jump over that space you created before, or else you will fall in and die. So you must go up one side and down to the other, avoiding fireballs as you go. As you zigzag your way across the screen level by level, be sure to time your moves across and begin your climb just after a fireball passes. That way, you'll have time to climb between the fireballs. Remember, you are safe at the top of each ladder. There are 2 hammers and 5 fireballs at this level, and 3 bonus point pieces on the screen, so you'll need to use at least one of the hammers to make your way through and get a lot of points. When you get the hammer, the fireballs turn from red to blue, and that's when you can destroy them. When the hammer runs out, the fireballs turn back to red. Pac-Man.
Well,
This game is extremely popular, probably due to the fact that it is less complex than many other Ms. Pac-Man. This game is the same as Pac-Man, except that the patterns of the mazes on which you play are different.
Next.
Another difference is the fruit which appear for extra bonus points. They do not remain still. They come out one side and try to make it to the other side without your eating them. Since the object and play of the game are the same as those of Pac-Man, the strategy used to beat the game will be the same. Wait until all four creatures are near you just before you eat the flashing dot. Make sure to clear the screen except for one or two regular dots before eating the last flashing dot.
And this is exactly
and go after all extra point fruits which appear. Here's the technique I use for the first pattern of Ms. Pac-Man. Try to eat all the dots by first getting the bottom line and then work your way to the top.
Okay.
At the top, there's a row of dots that is very easy to get trapped in. Try to get to this area when the creatures are far from it. If the creatures start to approach and get very close to you, you may have to escape before finishing off those dots. Then go back to finish them off later in the game when the creatures are at a distance. When you've successfully completed pattern one, there will be a tune and a new pattern will appear, one which has its own tough spots. At the top of pattern two, there's a loop that is very easy to get trapped in. So try to get the dots in that loop first. When you appear at the bottom of the screen, go right up to that loop before all four creatures have a chance to come out. If you are able to get to the dots in that loop first, you'll do well on the screen. In pattern three, there's a loop at the bottom that's easy to get trapped in, so go after the dots in there first. Here there are switchbacks that make it easy to lose the creatures.
Switchbacks.
The switchbacks are areas that the creatures can't make it through because the lane zigs and zags too quickly. Since the creatures can't maneuver that well, they will go back out of that lane and you can make it through these areas safely. Since the patterns in Ms. Pac-Man are all different, you must ad-lib mainly and rarely do the same thing twice.
That's right, the ghosts are too smart for that.
Tempest. In this game, the object is for you to kill everything coming at you on the screen and to avoid being killed.
Got it.
The game is divided into screens. There are 16 different screens. The higher the number, the more difficult the screen, and the higher the bonus level. The higher the bonus level, the more points you get. If you make it through all 16 screens, the game continues with screen 17, which begins a repeat of the previous 16 screens. The control panel has a fire button, which shoots 6 shots at a time. To use this button most effectively, you should tap on it at a good even pace to fire your shots rapidly, one at a time. If you simply hold the button down, you will shoot all 6 shots at once instead of being able to aim them effectively. Then you have to wait for the button to recharge itself and for you to get your next 6
That's
shots.
A weird way of putting that.
While waiting for the button to recharge, you could get killed.
Waiting for the
so
button
it is better
to recharge.
Tap rapidly than to keep the fire button pushed in, because in that way you won't run out of shots. You'll be able to shoot evenly and avoid the moments of recharge in which you are defenseless and vulnerable to attack. The only time you may want to hold the fire button down briefly is if two things are coming at you at the same time and you want to fire 2 shots simultaneously. For example, when a tanker splits into 2 flippers. The control panel also has a super zapper, which kills everything showing on your
super
screen.
Super zapper!
However, it may be used for this purpose only 1 time per screen. The super zapper will fire a 2nd time on a screen, but its power is diminished. Upon a 2nd push, it will kill only a fuse ball. After the 2nd push, it will not fire again until you get to the next screen, then it is fully recharged. You move around using a knob that turns in a full circle, 360 degrees. The things which come at you trying to kill you are fuse balls, flippers, tankers, spikers, and pulsars. Fuse balls zip up and down the lines. Tankers come up and split into flippers when shot or when they reach the top where you are. You also have spikers to kill. They draw lines or spikes at you. You must
avoid
shoot
spikes.
These lines in order to get rid of them and keep the lanes on the screen clear. Pulsars are creatures which flash. When they flash, the section they are in disappears and then reappears. If you are in that same section when it reappears, you will be killed. So when the pulsar appears, try to get to another section. Pulsars are very hard to shoot directly. They start at the bottom and work their way up to you lane by lane. Your best chance to kill pulsars is to shoot down at the section or lane that is next to them, the one they will be coming upon next. Pulsars don't come into play until screen 17. The trick to this game that I use is to try to stay in one place shooting evenly with the fire button. It is important to know that when a flipper is in the lane next to you, when you fire, it will die. So you can stay in one place and shoot by tapping the fire button at a good pace and just sit there shooting until you've killed about half the things. Then use the super zapper to kill what's left.
Kill all the things.
After you've killed everything in this way, a fuse ball will fly at you. Use the super zapper for the second time to kill the fuse ball if it is in your line or level. If it is anywhere else on the screen, then at your level, you could use the fire button to get it. But remember, if a fuse ball is on your same level, only the super zapper is capable of getting it. After you've gotten this final attacker and you've killed everything else, you will fly down the screen using a clear lane and you will go on to the next screen. If a lane is not clear, you must clear it or you will be killed. You will not make it to the next screen. So make sure your lane is clear so you'll make it. If the lane has spikes, the lines left by the spikers, you must shoot these spikes using the fire button and you'll clear your way. Remember to shoot early at these spikes because you will be flying faster than your shots. If you shoot as you get to a spike, your shot will be too late. You will reach the spike before your shot does.
Depends on how tall the spike is. You can kind of...
So be sure to find a clear lane to fly down, or else clear a lane for yourself.
I always thought it was fun to shoot spikes as you go down.
Remembering to shoot early enough to destroy any obstacles left before you reach the lane, and you'll safely make it to the next screen. Some screens are not full circles, so be sure on those to sit on the outside and shoot. When everything is almost destroyed, a fuse ball will fly up at you and sit on your level. Avoid it. Destroy it using the super zapper. Kill whatever's left, and then you'll be on to the next screen, again using a clear lane.
I feel like those are very cowardly fucking Tempest tactics.
That
don't work that well.
You're interested in beating those
video
games.
Apparently that's all of it.
You want your quarters to go farther.
Not really.
Well, sit back and listen carefully. The secrets, techniques, and skills...
I want to know who this guy is.
...and to extend your playing time...
Because in this introduction he talks about Curtis Horde like he is not Curtis Horde.
...are contained in this album. The author, Curtis Horde, is an Atari Champion finalist. On this record, Curtis reveals the strategies and tips which help make him
so fucking dope that he talks about himself in the third person.
So listen well and learn from him how you too can become a skilled player, have hours of fun, and conquer the video craze.
Conquer the video.
Good luck.
Just listen to this on loop forever until the information sinks in.
The object of this game is to kill the centipede.
All right, can't do that.
Backspin on Sirius XM.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's the 10 crack commandments.
Conquer the crack craze. The author, Notorious B.I.G., is a nationally recognized crack champion.
I've been in this game for years. It may be an animal, it's rules to this shit. I wrote me a manual.
Want to make your rocks roll farther?
For you to get your game on track. Got your wig pushed back. Rule number uno. Never let no one know how much dough you hold. Cause you know. They try to breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass stuck up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence, taking from your hands. I done squeeze mad clips at these cats for their bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up, properly gassed up. Hoodie the mask up. So for that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You think a crackhead paying your back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting bad, stay the fuck with police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting. Number 10, a strong word called consignment. Strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no. Cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleet, hell snow. Follow these rules, you have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fuck my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick like a hooker.
Stuck in this tunnel. Stuck in this tunnel.
J45. He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting.
This is some crazy shit.
J45.
You better lose yourself in the music the moment.
Oh my lord, OP, bust a bust, come on.
You niggas know I'm sick, the war. Blow the horn more than them bitches that I ain't gave enough for this dick to. Fix you niggas when I spit to when you walk by. Styling in a slick suit, yeah. Pimp money, I'm getting walking the strip loop. Yeah. Violate my bitches, get beat with a bitch boot. Giant Jurassic with another classic. Bustin' MOP, blowin' the horn like me and crap.
Listen to Hip Hop Nation on the go.
On your smartphone.
Go to www.siriusxm.com/mobilebx.
Slash mobile BX. All right. Robot talk. Is there not a way to say WWW in a shortened way by now? There was a brief period of time where I saw, I heard people, a couple, not a lot of people, but people try to say Trey Dub, and I think that's fucking stupid. And then some people just say it so fast that just something like it sounds like Dub Dub Dub. And I think that sucks too. So, like, yes, but do you really want to be that person? Oh, that was some fucking good cutoff shit right there. Hot tactics on Broadway.
Back, baby.
Is SiriusXM worth the dough? I like it. I don't know. I think there are a ton of different options out there for music, and, you know, it's kind of, it can be hard to justify paying for a service, or paying for multiple services. Like, I unsubscribed from Spotify and all this other stuff, and this is kind of the only music service I'm paying for. You know, I have a decent-sized commute, so I like it for that. I like a lot of the, you know, a lot of the shows on the rap channels. There's a lot of good mixed shows and, you know, DJs and stuff like that I think are, you know, worth listening to. And a lot of just total bullshit, too. Like, it's, you know. I think it sort of depends on, you know, what your situation is and what your music needs are. But I don't know, I like having some just new music kind of pumped into my life here and there, you know. Like, that's nice. Like, that's, you know, listening to a lot of or listening to the rap stations and a lot of the shows that they have, and, you know, hearing some new stuff and hearing some artists that I wasn't really hearing otherwise is not too bad. You know, I used to read a lot of music blogs and seek a lot of stuff out that way. Like, what are people talking about? Like, what's, you know, what's breaking? What's happening? What's popping? But yeah, I don't know, I don't really read any blogs about music these days. Surely the Stone Cold podcast takes priority for the commute. No, I mean, if I wasn't broadcasting the majority of my commutes these days, then yeah, I would probably listen to more podcasts and stuff like that, but something about rebroadcasting stuff like that via Mixlr that just sounds dumb, like a dumb thing to do. I don't know. I kind of keep thinking about signing back up for Spotify, though. I don't really know why. I found that I just wasn't using it enough, and that money would, you know, if I just took that money and spent it on music directly, that worked fine, too, you know?
And I was subscribed to Beats Music for a little while. It was just kind of the same thing. You know, it's just Spotify with a different interface, really. I signed up for the Amazon cloud service, and just the interface on their player sucks. Like the iOS app and stuff, like it's just shitty for finding music. Their import process sucks. The Adobe Air app that you use to import your MP3s into their cloud library stuff is a real piece of fucking garbage. So now I'm running Plex on my machine at home, and that's actually a better solution than the fucking Amazon cloud stuff, because then I'm just accessing my home PC. It's all right fucking there. Their sorting and like searching in the app is actually not great either. But it does have
Channel 35. I'm Nick Massey. We just heard Deer Hunter.
iTunes playlist support, so I can kind of skirt it that way. But most of those playlists are on my phone anyway, so who cares? All right, I'm at the office. I'm going to go do stuff. We're going to get some shit done today. Get that right. So, yeah, I don't know. It's been actually a really fucking productive week so far. We got a lot done yesterday, the day before that. So, yeah. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you later.